get up and do my thing.
We ascend through clouds as a logo with an S-shape rotates into view.
Like a sex machine, man.
Screen Gems, a Sony company.
Can I count it off? One, two, three, four.
The logo pulsates with the music, then turns green. As our view pulls back, the color becomes a raindrop with a silhouette of trees inside. A Rainforest Films and Olive Bridge Entertainment production. Now, a neon sign identifies a building, Broadway Bar. A passing vehicle transforms the sign into a title, About Last Night. Inside the bar, two young men find a table.
So, tell me.
Tell you what?
About last night.
So, I go to that new spot on 6th and Main, right?
Right.
Nice atmosphere, beautiful women there.
Shit.
I'm saying shit, I asked you to come. Well, I see this shit. Cute girl. Tight.
Model type?
No. I'm not fucking with them anorexic girls no more, dude. It's like fucking a 10-speed bike with daddy issues.
True.
This girl, she's put together, man. I mean, nice titties, nice ass, whole package. But I think I kind of know her.
Hey.
A flashback.
My name is Bernie.
Good for you.
You know Angela? Yeah, I know Ange too.
Hey, Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to date Angela.
Date? No, I was fucking the shit out of Angela. That's what that was.
You got those edges nappy, huh?
On a sidewalk.
At this point, I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes a guy sexier than if he screwed over a chick you hate.
It's like revenge by association.
Exactly. So this Bernie's got a pair. I mean, it's ladies' night. I'm down. We get drunk.
You buy?
Of course I buy. What am I, dick? She gets drunk, I get drunk. We go back to my place, right? Listen to me, Denny. This chick was insane.
But he gets too drunk.
See, you always let them drink too much.
No, yeah. It is not my fault. He got...
Whiskey dick? Shame on you.
Dude, I had to keep up with her drinking or else I look like a pussy. I mean, it's not my fault my friend downstairs couldn't keep it together. You got two ways to look at whiskey dick. The con is that your dick is functionally dysfunctional. The pro is that your dick gets extra special attention for its extra special needs.
How much extra special attention did she have to give you?
It was heaven. She was down there at least 20 minutes.
Any longer than that, you might as well charge.
That's
so I'm pulling out all the stops. I'm talking dirty. I do handwork. I put on a goddamn slow jam. I mean, I am impressing myself. I am like an EMT crew reviving a car crash victim. Do you know what I mean? I'm like a hairdryer. I am blowing so hard. But I must admit, it was well worth the wait.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Impressive, but not threatening. Mm. It's like... the John Legend of penises.
That is impressive.
Very. So I'm down there, and it is the
best head this year.
What?
Thorough. Paid attention to detail. Took pride in her work, Danny.
Did she do your taxes as well?
Snarky, but I'll allow it. Only reason why is because you've been crying in your beard since Crazy Allison left your ass over a year ago.
I'm taking my...
You know what your problem is? You're too damn good looking, man.
What?
See, guys like me gotta work a lot harder than guys like you. Guys like you don't appreciate the wealth of asses at their disposal. Best thing that can happen to your face is an industrial accident. I'm serious. Dude, you need to go meet you a nice looking female. Take her back to your place. Turn her out. Make her feel things.
You made Joan feel things.
Oh, I made her feel like good and evil hung in a balance. Like we were at peace talks and her orgasms were the end of genocide. I saved the world last night, Danny.
You appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome. Then she was like... and I'm like...
Ready? In bed, Joan's leg lies behind her head. Her short partner resumes thrusting.
Motherfucker, I said stop! Are you deaf, Negro?
And I'm like, well, bitch, which is it?
I got a Charlie horse.
Ah, were your legs up around your...
Obviously, which is so annoying because I was just about to
come on. I'm like, finish the yoga so we can do it again.
Right, but the headline there is, again.
Yes!
We had to start all over.
So if it was bad sex, why are we hanging out with this guy?
It wasn't bad. It was imperfect.
Is that the same thing?
Heads up, little Miss Overachiever. When it comes to sex, if you get it right the first time, you got nowhere to go. Come on.
The ladies enter the bar.
Oh, wait. There he is.
The other one's cute.
That must be his this isn't a date friend.
Mm. Bernie waves at them.
Hey!
Joan pats her hair and the ladies join the guys.
Hey!
Hey!
What's going on? All right. Well, what do you think? It's a nice place, right?
It's okay. It's a bar.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's a bar, that means we're supposed to be getting drunk. As a matter of fact, this next round is on you two ladies.
Oh, charming. This is my roommate, Debbie Sullivan.
How you doing? Bernie Litko. Good
Hi.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bernie's friend cocks his head.
This is my guy. This is Danny Martin. He works with me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
They shake hands.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Joan. This is Danny. This is who I was just telling you about.
Yeah, heard a lot about you.
So what do you guys do?
Restaurant supply.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That sounds like you guys are either waiters or in the mafia.
All right, sweetie. I'm going to need you to take these unsolicited attacks down a notch. Say it crazy for later. When I got used for that shit.
Bernie trails a finger along Joan's thigh.
Okay.
Damn. Now, wait a minute.
She removes her coat.
Let me help you. You see this shit? Got me one.
Okay.
Bernie and Joan take drinks from a waitress. As time passes, a variety of glasses appear on the table. Danny and Debbie watch them accept more drinks.
Hey, come on. You sure you don't want another round?
I'm fine. I got my drink.
Come on, shut up. She never goes out. She never goes out unless I drag.
It's not true.
It is true, baby. She only sits with guys that are advertising friends.
What?
It's so sad. She has to get it in that world.
Also not true.
You're not by yourself. Let me tell you something. He just as sad. Well, yawn fest over here. He ain't been out since his ex-girlfriend Allison broke up with him over a year ago.
That's because he felt emasculated when she left him. That happens a lot. Don't be embarrassed. But he should hook up with Debbie so they can be born together.
Y'all should hook up and do this.
They slap their palms together.
You want to do that?
I want to.
Because let me tell you something. We would never be born.
Me
and you.
And you.
We'll never be boring.
They kiss.
Public place. Get a room.
That's what I mean, boring.
I'm about to boo you.
It's okay, fine.
Woo.
Baby, I'm going to go to that place where you pee.
Joan shakes her hips toward Bernie. She stands and he smacks her rear. As Joan stumbles, Debbie grabs her wrist.
No, let me go with you.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm about to go to that place where she pees, too.
Here I go.
Bernie stumbles.
Shit, yeah, I am. Hey, I'm sorry I said that shit about Allison.
Just go.
I shouldn't have said that.
Please.
I'm gonna beat this pussy up.
Go, please.
Debbie watches Bernie leave, and Danny hangs his head.
Wow. I'm not really boring.
Yeah, me neither.
I just pretend to be so that she can be the crazy one.
This may be the worst date I've ever been on, and it's not even my date.
I've definitely had worse.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why I don't go out much.
It's not worth it, right?
Why even try something when 95% of the time it's just an epic failure?
Because that other 5% can be pretty mind-blowing.
Now in a bathroom stall.
Turn around. Put your hand up here. Listen.
I'm a flower.
Okay, you my flower. Yeah. Okay, you know what you wanna do.
What do you
wanna sit on me.
She straddles him on the toilet.
I wanna sit on
come
me.
Here. Okay, come
you
here,
shit.
Come
okay.
Come here.
Oh my god, what is that? What is that? What?
You can turn that thing off.
Debbie checks her cell phone.
It's work. I should go. I have to get up early in the morning.
Can I walk you out?
She meets Danny's gaze.
Yeah, sure.
Now they leave the bar.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So, you lived in L.A. 6 years. You never been to a Dodgers game?
Nope.
His jaw hangs and he nods.
I have killer seats. I'll take you.
Are you asking me out?
Ha.
Grinning, he cocks his head.
Yeah.
Debbie?
She takes Danny's hand as Terrell Owens walks up.
Deborah Sullivan.
Hello, Terrell. In a while.
6 months. You too good to return my calls? Bitch move, Deb. Whoa.
It's okay. He's taken one too many hits to the head, clearly.
So this you now?
This is me. Mm-hmm.
Suit yourself. Life is short. Mm. And so is he.
With an arrogant smirk, he and his friends pass around the couple. Danny watches him go.
He's corny.
Yeah. Remember that 95% epic failure?
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Really?
Yep. I'm sorry. Was that weird?
No, I'll be your fake boyfriend whenever you want. But I wouldn't do this.
All right, so what would you do if you were my boyfriend?
He looks into her eyes, then holds out his arm. She eyes his stiff posture, then entwines her elbow in his. Arm in arm, they resume walking.
It's nice, right?
Very. What else?
Well?
Danny steps in front of her, gazing into her eyes. He touches her cheek.
I wanted to put my hand here all night.
She smiles.
Then what?
Then I'll probably lean in. Kind of like this.
With their eyes closed, they share a tender kiss.
There's a million reasons, a million ways.
Now, in a bed, they lie naked under the sheets, kissing passionately. Lying on top of Danny, Debbie strokes his hair. Fade to black. Later, Debbie wakes up. She lifts her head from the pillow and eyes Danny asleep at her side. She slips out from beneath the covers. The slim beauty picks up her clothes from the floor and trots carefully across the room to a bathroom area. Danny stirs in his sleep and reaches for the empty space where Debbie had been. He sits up as she pulls up her pants, her back facing him. Donning her red long-sleeved shirt, she hunches over to button it up.
You don't have to rush out.
She spins around, her mouth agape.
Hi.
I do, actually. It's been a slice of heaven, really, but I have to go home now.
You can turn the light.
No need to do that.
Why?
It's a rule of mine.
He stands up.
Got a lot of rules, lady.
He holds up her bra.
You need this?
There it is. Yeah.
She takes it from him.
Thanks for that.
Should I walk you out?
No. We both know what happened last time you did that.
They smile.
That kind of makes me want to walk you out even more, though.
Her demure gaze drops to the floor. She lifts her head and Danny steps in close. She steps away.
Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Danny watches her go. He leans against the doorway and bites his lip. Now, in a brightly lit apartment, Debbie and Joan drink coffee.
I can't believe I slept with him on the first date.
It wasn't even your date. It was mine. Tell me everything.
His eyes, his body,
his mouth. He did it. You lucky bitch.
Mm-hmm. Bernie doesn't?
Of course not.
Why not?
No, you ask him.
Joan, where the bathroom at, baby?
Bernie, why don't you like cunnilingus?
I don't even know who the bitch is. What are you talking about?
He steps away.
Hey. I should go in there right now and force him to wear the thigh mask.
In a stock room, Danny talks on his phone.
Yeah.
He signs a document.
Just remember, everything is covered under a full service warranty. Food handler and PIP brands. Temperature and cut resistant.
He sits in an office.
Uh-huh.
Bernie enters.
Hey, can I call you right back? Thanks.
Yo. Hey. You cover for me with the hobbit?
Yeah, I told him you went to the dentist. You might want to actually brush your teeth to make it believe.
Oh, that's funny, Danny. That's real funny. Hey, let's start this day off right.
What's up, boy?
Huh? I'm shaking your hand.
Why?
Because I'm congratulating you on growing your dick back. You banged Debbie, man.
How do you know this?
Because she told me after I banged her this morning. You see, I'm wearing the same stuff. I'm lying, dude. Your girl and my girl, they roommates.
She's not my girl.
You wanted to be your girl.
She's not my girl.
I dare you to look at me with those little icy baby blue eyes of yours and tell me that you don't want her to be your girl.
I just met her. It was nothing but about last night.
Did you text her, Danny?
I don't have her number.
You're gonna get it? After all that nasty stuff you did last night, she gonna find you.
Hey, what do you think?
You just didn't care. Now you wanna know what I think of? I think she looks good.
I think she's smart.
Dude, straight up wife material. Or she could be Allison all over again.
Now I'm gonna be a good friend and pretend you didn't just
I'm gonna be
that.
A good friend and act like I didn't see you check your Facebook for friend requests.
Hey, buddies, dudes, compadres. Bernie, corporate office guys are here. They did not buy the dentist thing, so... Should I tell them you were...
I was eating pussy all night, Kelly.
Wow. Hey, nice.
Why is corporate here?
Asset review. They just showed up. I was like, what? No phone call? They were like, if you try to be funny again, we're going to rip your throat out. Just like, so them, you know? Anyway, Bernie, luckily you were prepared, right?
Sure am, boss.
Let's do it.
Follow you, my fearless leader.
As Bernie follows Keller, he topples the objects on Danny's desk.
Really?
Clean it up, bitch. Stop playing, I get that.
Now, an illustration draws itself in pencil. A building sign advertises Cole's Cocktails, and the image comes to life. Words appear in neon blue. About summer. Reading a text, Danny walks down the street. Lying on her couch, Debbie smiles at a text. In a boardroom.
Debbie, are you with us?
With a sheepish look, she lowers her phone. At a store, Bernie snags Danny's phone, then laughs. In Danny's bed, Debbie lies on her back as Danny moves under the covers. He rises up to meet her gaze.
Did you?
Yeah.
At the bar, Danny gets a text and leaves.
Where you going, Danny? Dan, what you doing? You gonna go see your little fuck buddy?
Hey.
I'm serious, don't go, okay? If you stay, I'll let you see the taint.
I'm gonna show it to you.
Fuck, we're gonna
You gonna go look at Debbie's tank?
Yes, much better than yours.
Jason, see my tank? You saw it.
On a sidewalk, Danny gives Debbie a piggyback ride. At work, Bernie sits at his desk.
Well,
Bernie. Where's Danny?
I don't know. Ask him.
I would if I could find the man.
Debbie, where are you? I need one more teeth cleaning for my log.
Hey, if you're with Danny, don't brush after.
I need a challenge.
Joan examines a man's teeth.
Okay, that's enough. I will hurt you in this chair.
At Casey's Irish Pub, a man with graying hair escorts Bernie and Danny out.
There you go.
Thank you, Case.
Thanks again for covering my ass, Danny. And I'll get you the last 2 months next week. I promise.
Don't take this the wrong way. I'm just curious. Why can't you pay your bill? You got customers.
Yeah, Casey, everybody's inside drinking.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're paying.
Why? Are you running tabs? What is this, 1978?
Well, look, what do you want me to do? I'm a regular.
Get a MasterCard.
It's tough times right now.
That's not your problem.
It is my problem. These are my friends.
Casey, you got to start looking at these guys as your customers.
Damn sure do, Casey.
That's your problem.
What is up with you? Did you get back together with Allison?
He's fucking his new chick.
Good, real happy for you. Not for nothing. When you were with Allison, you weren't the coolest guy in the world to hang around with. Just saying. Thanks again.
He leaves.
Hey, you going to the movies tonight?
I don't know.
At a store.
Are you coming to the movies tonight or are you going to flake again?
I don't know. Why? Is Danny coming?
You know, it would be good for you two to go out in public together instead of being vampires.
I've never done the serious relationship thing, but I smell not ready all over.
Well, maybe you're not sniffing in the right places.
At a movie, Debbie sits with Joan and Bernie. The couple kiss, ignoring the film and Debbie. She eyes the pair with dismay, then sinks into her seat. In an indoor-laned pool, Bernie and Danny race.
Woo! Oh! Whooped your ass, boy. And I gave you a head start. Why are you bailing me on Saturday?
I was busy.
Doing what? Writing in your diary? Man, if you don't want to deal with Debbie, why don't you just stop putting parts of you in parts of her?
Do you have a problem with that?
Actually, I do. Okay, you're not the one that's getting an earful from Joan, man. I am. Nothing makes you more unattractive than your best friend dicking over her friend.
Not dicking Debbie over.
You're doing the fuck buddy dance right now.
What?
The fuck buddy dance. And when you do that dance, somebody gets hurt. 9 times out of 10, it's the person with the vagina, and I'm telling you, I'm not gonna be fraternizing with the enemy.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard you say. You said some stupid
shit. That's not stupid. Okay. You know what this is? This is the Lando Calrissian effect. I'm out here getting pussy in Cloud City, giving Han Solo a run for his money. Now, when they find out that I'm friends with Darth Vader, you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna get stuck in the Millennium Falcon with the racially offensive co-pilot. It's the Star Wars equivalent to castration. Dude, you either get in or you get out.
Fine, but I'm not the bad guy.
You will be.
Bernie sinks. Say hey. At Dodger Stadium, Debbie finds Danny sitting alone in an empty upper-level section.
Danny!
Hey!
Wearing a Dodgers jersey and a baseball mitt, Danny stands as she climbs up to his row.
Hi, stranger.
Debbie smiles flirtatiously, then walks into his arms for a kiss.
Told you I had great seats.
Oh. Yeah, these are great.
He holds out a hat.
For you.
Oh, thank you.
As she puts it on, he passes her a foam finger.
There you go. Now you're ready.
Good?
Now you're ready. Look at that.
Debbie notices the dozens of empty seats.
Can't we move closer?
We could, but these are my seats.
Yeah, but those can be our seats.
Well, that doesn't really work like that.
What are seat cups?
These are my dad's seats. He inherited them from his dad, so it's a thing. Yeah. You get it, right?
Yeah, I get it. These are great seats.
Good. Where's Joan?
Oh, she's gonna meet us here. Where's Bernie?
He said he's gonna meet us here.
They shift perceptive gazes.
Right.
In bed.
Listen, do they know we set him up? Yeah, baby, I mean,
he's stupid.
Lying naked beneath the bedsheets, Joan hands Bernie a condom.
Work it out.
Are you serious? Do we still need these?
Yes.
When's the last time you got tested?
Tested? I don't know. When I was in college.
College? I am tested every year at my pap smear. Bernie, you need to get tested.
Okay, first of all, do I want to know what a pap smear is?
No. Take the test. Thank you.
Bernie reaches toward his groin.
Wait a minute. Give me a second.
That's it.
It's on. Wait. No.
This is what happened last time.
It's on.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I know when it's on. Now that I got this big old gift wrap, let's get it going while the tree's still up.
All right, get on top.
I might get on top. You got to get on top.
I got on top the last time. I might get on top.
No, that should be fucking with my knees. I'm not doing it.
But you know my back is bad.
Rock, paper, scissors, loser, get on top. On three.
Okay.
Ready?
One,
two, three. That's a tie. We got to go side.
Lift your cheek up.
At the game, Danny leaps up as an outfielder makes a deep catch.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Good defense, boy. Woo! Nice play. Get him at third. Get him at third.
Got him. He win?
What?
He win?
No, he didn't win. It was just a great fucking play. Didn't you see that?
No, I blinked and then something happened and made you dance.
That's the thing about this game. You gotta stay in the moment, right? You can't worry about what's gonna happen, right? Otherwise, you're gonna miss.
He faces Debbie with a sincere gaze.
You missed the best part.
Danny grasps her cheek and gives her a passionate kiss. In bed, Bernie thrusts behind Joan.
You know, she just needs a little. Wait, push!
You're late.
Push!
I'll make a deal with you. You can talk if you put the pillow on his stomach.
Okay.
Put it on his stomach.
Okay.
Right there, right there. Don't move.
I got it.
That's it.
Game on.
At Casey's.
My father used to bring me here after every game.
Your dad brought you to a bar?
Casey's is more than just a bar. I mean, just look around. It's rich.
Is there another room?
Stop. Okay. This place is like a second home to me. I've been coming here
since you could wrap your chubby little fingers around a baseball.
Oh, I used to be chubby.
Yeah, he's chubby.
That's really good.
All right, see, that's an entirely different story. All right, I gotta go. I'll be back.
He gives Debbie a peck on the cheek.
Sorry, pal.
Casey faces the beautiful woman as Danny walks away.
You and his dad still friends?
No, he fucked me over. Died of bone cancer 20 years ago.
Oh. Were you guys close?
Yeah, my best friend.
Casey nods pensively, then faces Debbie.
What?
He smirks.
Nothing.
What?
Just interesting.
What's interesting?
Danny has never brought a lady into this bar before.
Really? I'm the first?
I swear on Jackie Robinson's grave.
Another first.
Well, that was good. I like that.
Debbie winks. Back in the bedroom.
Wait.
You need to stretch or something?
This isn't just sex, right?
Well, this is technically sex, babe, yes. I mean, there are a couple variants of this theme that we could do, but for the most part, it's sex.
I know, but we mean something to each other, right?
Yeah, what, like, yes.
So, am I your girlfriend?
Damn! Yeah, you my girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
And you feel something for me?
Bernie peers into her eyes.
Yes.
Joan kisses him and smiles.
You do?
Yes.
You feel it?
I feel it.
You feel it?
Oh, God. I feel something. Oh, hit me again, babe. Oh, bitch! What? Knock your damn head off! That's my ear!
You told me to hit you again!
Yeah, I didn't say hit me hard like that!
You had to call me a name.
I didn't mean to do it like that. You hit me in my ear!
I didn't know it was your ear.
Well, I can't hear you!
I didn't hear that!
Say it another
time!
I'm
sorry! I didn't mean to hit you! I'm upset!
Right! God damn!
Oh, yay! Call me a girlfriend!
All right, you're my girlfriend! Give me a kiss! My girlfriend!
I'm your girlfriend!
Huh?
I'm your girlfriend!
Outside Casey's.
So is it true?
It's what true?
You've never brought a lady there before?
Danny smiles and glances off.
I told you that. You're the first.
Debbie shifts her charmed gaze away, then shrugs.
So what now?
Stopping, Danny earnestly gazes into her eyes. He runs a hand along her thick hair, then offers his arm. I'll stay another night. Now, they sit naked in Danny's modern candlelit bathtub.
When's your birthday?
5th. Parents still together?
Divorced when I was 13. What about you?
She's my mom. She's in D.C. She's gonna retire school teachers.
Mm. Only child?
Yeah.
Debbie gives him a tender kiss.
Why do I feel like I'm being quizzed and if I get something wrong, I'll break up?
Did you just confirm that we're dating?
Because I let the cat out of the bag.
I think the cat's been out of the bag and wandering the room for some time now. Mm-hmm.
She blows bubbles at him, and she slides her knees up his chest, then leans in for a kiss. Later, covered by sheets, Debbie lies on top of him in bed. He gently strokes her exposed back, and he looks into her eyes.
I love this.
On the roof, they lie in a circular chaise lounge.
What annoys you most?
Amusement parks.
What? What do you also hate America?
I can't stand the concept of organized fun. You know, it's like, Have fun now. You know, do it now.
It's like New Year's Eve, you know? Resolution now.
Absolutely
better life.
Not.
Now.
New Year's is awesome. It's just stupid.
What? You're stupid.
Your face is stupid.
Your penis is stupid.
My what?
Your penis.
Eating Chinese food naked, they watch a movie on Danny's TV.
I love this movie.
Yeah, I love this movie too.
You like chick flicks?
It's not a chick flick. This is a dude's movie.
Chick.
Dude.
Chick.
Dude.
Chick.
Dude.
Dude.
Chick.
Okay. I see. They share a long, passionate kiss.
I don't want this to end. I hate Sunday afternoons. It's like countdown to reality.
I normally play marathon sessions of All-Star Battle Royale.
I usually masturbate and watch old episodes of House.
Danny's mouth hangs open.
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
You like that?
Danny nuzzles her neck.
I don't even want to check my phone.
Fuck it, we'll do it together. Count of three.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Oh, shit.
Bernie Litko is an asshole.
In a nail salon.
I liked him. I really liked him. I was so into him. And now I hope he gets hit by a car and doesn't die, but his dick gets paralyzed and he can only have sex to a series of hand signals.
Slow down. What happened?
Joan sips liquor.
Excuse me. You can't drink in here. I'll call only after 6 p.m.
Well, isn't it after 6 p.m. in Korea?
I don't know. I'll call my grandmother in China and ask her if she knows any Koreans.
Nice.
Just to say up, bitch.
She just called me.
Stop it.
He broke
up with me.
On a racquetball court.
His thing. I explained to her. I said, technically, we're not even boyfriend and girlfriend. So technically, you can't break up with me.
Did she give you a reason for not technically breaking up
with
you?
She's a woman, Danny. I mean, she bitched about a few minor things. See, my parents
are coming to town, and I'm like, I want to meet them. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, why not? And he goes, because you're not Jewish.
He's
Jewish? How did I not know that?
A, because I'm not. And B, because when you and I were fucking, you never asked to meet my parents.
True.
And so what? I dropped the Jew bomb. She can't say anything about it. If she does, she's racist.
Oh, Bernie, dropping the Jew bomb after months of fucking her? Real mature.
Don't do that, Danny. Don't judge me. I like Joan. I think Joan is great in bed. I think the girl's ass should be worshipped by indigenous peoples. But when you start talking about girlfriend and boyfriend and meeting the parents, it's exit time for me.
Wait. Weren't you the one that said get in and get out?
Part of getting in, genius, is knowing when to get out.
You're not listening. I had to break up with him because I'm not Jewish. What kind of weak-ass man?
Oh, hold up. I thought you said he broke up with you.
Well, he did. Because I did the only thing a red-blooded woman can do in that situation. I forced an ultimatum. You choose me, or you choose your family and heritage.
And he chose 3,000 years of beautiful tradition.
Can you believe that, asshole?
At Danny's.
How's Bernie?
Fine. How's Joan?
Fine. How's work?
Good. You?
Great.
Hungry woman, let's go.
Hello.
There it is.
You know, you can really use a dining room table in here.
Oh my God, someone stole my dining room table and a dining room. Holy shit.
Serious, what do you do when you have people come over?
I don't have people over.
Hello? What am I?
Special.
Debbie grins.
Come here.
Danny kisses her, then shoves the plates of food off the kitchen island.
I thought you all day.
I thought about me all day, too.
Fade to black. In the morning, Danny enters the bedroom with coffee mugs as Debbie fixes her hair with a backpack on.
Been wearing that backpack for longer than 3 weeks now. You're officially a lesbian.
Some of us don't live here or roll out of bed looking perfect.
You do.
He hands her a mug.
Thank
Good morning.
You. Good morning.
Coming back tonight?
Mm-hmm. I gotta go by my place first, get some more clothes for tomorrow.
Coming back tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
And the night after that?
Yep. I am. Why? What's wrong?
Well, you're just always here.
Okay.
So leave some stuff. Take a drawer.
A drawer? A whole drawer? For little old me? Really, Danny? Are you sure? It's kind of a big deal.
Debbie tinkers with her backpack as Danny moves to a bookshelf. He glances over, then approaches her from behind. Debbie turns as he holds up a keychain.
Keys. A drawer and keys? Somebody pinch me. Really.
Keep talking that shit.
Really.
And I will make sure you are late for work.
At her apartment, Joan angrily paces as Debbie packs.
You know what? I knew this would happen. I knew you would move in with this guy.
I just feel that adults don't have roommates. They live with their significant
others. So I am now suddenly a child because you found a guy you think you like?
No, but Danny and I talked about it.
For what? 5 minutes in bed?
Joan, I'm giving you 2 months extra rent until you find someone
else. I just didn't think that you were one of those girls who drops her friends the second she gets regular dick.
Nice. So, let me get this straight. I finally meet someone that I really care about, and you think that I should force a breakup, sit around stuffing my face, and complain constantly.
I'm down if you are.
If you want your 30s to be a blur of parties, punctuated by teeth cleanings, that's great. That's your life. I just want something different. That means being spontaneous.
You know what? You are such a wild card. That's why you're packing a week before the U-Haul gets here, huh, Deb?
Debbie shifts her irritated gaze, then grabs a bag and stands.
You know what? Go. Go. Just go. I give it 2 months. 3 tops. And this is my shit, damn it.
Joan slams down a jar and throws clothing. Now Danny and Bernie enter the lobby.
When I said get in and get out, I didn't mean go put a loaded gun to your damn head.
Nothing loaded gun about this.
What are you talking about?
We're great together, all right? It's just the next step.
Off a cliff? It's not funny, man. Like, you're laughing. Dude, do you think it's about to be free blowjobs for the rest of your life? Is that what you're thinking? That's not the case, man. You don't even get it. Your life is over. No more going out all night. You understand that? That's done. One night stands? Over. Yo, do you hear that? I hear something. Where's it coming from? I don't know. Oh, it's coming from right here. It's the nail hitting the damn coffin. You don't even get it. Your life is over, dude.
Joan exits the elevator.
I know she just saw me. Hey, Sweet Pea.
Excuse me? Don't call me Sweet Pea. And also, fuck off.
All right, babe. How's that?
Smiling, Danny gestures toward the elevator.
You need to wipe that damn smirk off your face. You'll be me in T-minus 2 months, you hear me?
Right on.
Will you stop with the hands? Where's the camera?
Now, Danny puts a box in a U-Haul. Upstairs, he stops kissing Debbie as Joan enters.
Hey, Joan, listen. I know this must suck for you.
Bite me.
She passes Bernie.
Blow me.
See what I'm saying? I ain't never disrespect you like that.
Joan.
I miss that? Miss it like having a growth removed.
In fast motion, Danny and Bernie load up the U-Haul. A box falls off the back edge. They quickly load the box, then close the trailer door. Now, they move boxes into Danny's apartment.
This is what I say. I want to talk to you, man. All that stuff that I was saying to you about her potentially being Allison, I didn't mean it, man. I'm seeing a difference in you. I feel like it's because of her. I'm kind of like jealous a little bit. I'm really happy for you, Danny.
Really?
Fuck no. This is stupid.
Really? Are you really happy?
Now, Danny eyes decorative throw pillows covering his bed.
I think it looks pretty. Pillows look pretty. You know, curtains.
We don't really need curtains because, you know, we have shades.
No, decorative.
We don't need this many pillows.
No, we do.
I just want to get rid of all of these here, see?
Debbie whacks him with a pillow and they playfully wrestle. Now, a pencil-drawn sketch of Danny's building comes to life. Words appear in blue neon. About fall. Danny arrives home.
Wow, what have you been up to?
Do you like it? I mean, if not, the salesman said that I can send it back.
A dining room table?
Yeah. Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I was thinking that we could invite some of our friends over for Thanksgiving dinner since we're cohabitating now. Hmm. It's my favorite holiday. So, what do you think? Do you like it? Be honest.
I did great.
I did?
You did really great.
I did, didn't I? I hope you're hungry. I ordered a large pizza. Pepperoni.
Okay. How long ago did you order this pizza?
Why?
Wondering how much time we had.
Later.
God, where is he? I'm starving.
There he is.
Perfect. I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
He stands completely naked.
Looking for these?
Yeah.
No, you don't need them.
Go to the door naked?
Yeah, go to the door like
that. I'm gonna answer the door naked. Can I get my underwear, please?
Come on, I dare you.
Just give me the underwear. You what?
I dare you.
You dare me?
I double dare you.
Double dare?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Shit. All right, woman.
No, wait. Let me see.
Come on.
Like
I appreciate it. Thank you. Can we eat tonight?
Oh, okay, fine.
Debbie tosses him the underwear and smiles as he puts them on.
Throw like a girl.
I'll get the plate.
Yeah.
Danny retrieves the pizza. Lifting his cell phone, Debbie sees an incoming call from Allison.
What is it?
I forgot we have the same phone.
Listen.
She has a psycho antenna that tells her somewhere out there Danny is happy. And I should swoop in and blow it all to shit. I just ignore it.
Yeah, but you're not ignoring it. You're letting it ring.
See, if I ignore it, it goes straight to voicemail, right? And then she knows I ignored it. Then she sticks a pin in a voodoo doll.
Wait a minute. People know when you hit the ignore button?
Yeah.
No one ever told me that.
You're such a fucking nerd. Well, we don't need to make this about us. This is just Allison being crazy.
I mean, we moved in together after a 10-minute conversation.
You know what? We gave it our best shot. You're right. We should just call U-Haul.
You never said you wanted this.
I just spent a week rearranging my life and moving you in. Does that not say I want to do this?
Are we fighting right now? Is this our first fight?
It's like we're coming out of the gate pretty strong.
I need to hear you say it.
I want to do this.
Why?
I want, like, a home. I haven't had one in a long time, and you being here makes this place a home.
That's so amazing. Can we always be honest like this?
Absolutely. What level of honesty would you prefer? I don't like it when you play Rihanna music honest, or I imagine a threesome with you and Rihanna. I'm good either way.
God, I love you.
I love you too.
Her smile briefly fades as they share a solemn, comprehending gaze. Debbie glances away.
I'm gonna get those plates.
Now, dressed as a 70s rocker, Danny stands by a bar with Bernie, who wears a stripper costume.
No. Danny! Who said it first?
She did, but I don't think she meant to.
Women approach that phrase with a tactical strategy normally reserved for an anti-terrorist strike team.
Yeah, but I think it was just an accident.
This was no accident. That was an ambush. This was definitely
the worst thing you could do.
It's not planned. It just came
out. Well, it's a disaster. Let's just go to his place, move your stuff out, start a new life in another state, disappear, join witness protection because you're fucked.
Is that bad to be the first one to say?
Yes, it is. And you know why?
Why?
Because in every relationship everywhere, there is a person who cares more than the other person. And whoever says I love you first
cares more. That other person's got to match that level of caring, which is impossible because she will always care more. Man, you're saying things like, I don't know if I feel the same way.
So you're saying we should just count it to three and maybe say it at the same time.
That's not what I'm saying, Ike. When you were with Allison, who said I love you first?
Oh.
Zach the Mundo, man.
Hey, Daddy, yo, we ain't order these.
They didn't.
Them bitches over there?
Three seductive women smile.
I love Halloween.
I hate Halloween.
Joan and Debbie approach the bar.
Wait, who are you, by the way? What's your custom? Are you Rod Stewart in drag?
I'm Tina Turner. It makes more sense when I'm standing next to Danny.
Right, like that's not a metaphor for something. There they are. My only regret is that he didn't let me clean his teeth. Mm. I bet that fucker is like the Sistine Chapel of Hardy Platt.
Divide and conquer?
Let's do it.
All right, so let me break it down for you. So the slutty angel, she likes Annie. Mm. All right. And the slutty nurse, she likes to say daddy while she's having sex. That's her thing.
No shit.
And the slutty nun, oh, what's on with the slutty nun?
The costumed woman holds up dollars.
Here's to another night of sexual perversity in Los Angeles, baby.
Wait, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not supposed to do that. That's not your world no more. You done banished into the world of couples costumes, Danny. That's right. I don't know anything that's more emasculating than that.
Who the hell are you supposed to be? I mean, aren't you cold?
I am Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum never gets cold.
Church.
Debbie returns.
Ike, baby.
Hey, how's it going?
I gotta meet a client in the morning, so I can't stay too long.
Oh, baby, it's a holiday. You gotta work tomorrow.
It's a kid's holiday, and grown-ups have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's a great attitude to have. Why don't you just tell them that there's no Santa Claus?
Aren't you Jewish?
Joan faces the costumed women.
Who are you waving those singles at?
The nun points at Bernie.
There ain't no magic in that mini, Mike.
You see what I'm talking about?
Take a little drink. Get on the way. I have that.
What is she?
Okay.
Joan!
Hey, Joe!
The women leave.
What did you just say to them?
Nothing. I just told them you gave me herpes.
Did I have? I don't have fucking herpes, Joe!
Everyone looks over.
Uh-oh.
Promise me we'll never end up like them.
All's fair, bitch, go. What are you gonna do, cry about it?
Yo, you are sick. Like, you're gone, Joan. If you didn't have a pussy, there would be a bounty on your head.
Can we go home now?
Hey, come on, little mama, let's split.
You are a psychopathic social misfit who's clearly in the middle of a deep homosexual panic.
Oh, if I'm gay, it's only because after fucking you for 3 months, that seems like next logical step to take. I would rather chase another man's ass than fuck you again, Joan.
Homosexual panic.
Oh, that's a panic.
Homosexual panic.
That's a panic. This is a panic. You got no idea what I'll do to you.
You better make it count, motherfucker, because you won't get a second.
You make me mad.
Guts.
You better lose my number. You lose it.
I'm gonna lose the memory that you ever lived.
He taps her nose and leaves.
Security! Security!
At Danny's office.
Hey, dude, when I tell you last night got crazy, you remember the slutty chicks, right? We just start doing shots. We do like fucking 16 shots back to back. You should have stayed instead of leaving like a little whip punk bitch.
Yeah, I'm super jealous of you right now.
Tell you something, if you're gonna scream at me, don't talk to me.
I'm talking in a totally normal voice right now. You know what? I don't need to party.
Okay.
I can have a perfectly enjoyable night at home, man.
That's what you're gonna do? You're gonna try to sell me on that shit? Keep on talking. Sell me on it.
Well, Debbie has
Why don't you just shut the hell up? I don't wanna hear it. Give a shit about that. You and your life at home with Debbie. I got a damn hangover. I feel like a bunch of bees stinging me in my face.
Daniel Martin, please come to my office. Daniel Martin.
What am I, a lost kid at Chuck E. Cheese? Why does he insist on using that?
Danny enters Keller's office.
Hey, buddy. This is Mr. Savelson, Mr. Greenberg, from corporate. They're here to talk to you about your accounts, specifically Casey's and how he hasn't, paid us. That's it. Should be 1-2 buckle my shoe. So let's huddle up. We'll have a nice little chat. Mano a mano. A mano a mano. And there's four people in this scenario.
They can't cut me off.
At Casey's.
I've been giving them business for years. I always pay, eventually.
There's no more eventually.
I want to talk to them. They can't do this to
there
people.
There is no they. It's a gigantic company. I don't even know who my boss's boss is. They don't care about you or your bar.
As Danny looks away, Casey starts to go inside, then turns back.
What about you, Danny? Do you care?
Danny's old friend gives him a hardened look, then nods grimly as he leaves. On the sidewalk, Danny opens his mouth to speak, then stops. The anguished man leaves. At home, he sits on the couch with a beer. He continues watching TV as Debbie arrives.
Hey.
She crosses toward their room.
Don't forget about the thing tonight.
Oh, shit, Debbie.
Come on, you said you'd go. I want you to meet the people I work with.
Fine.
She leaves the room.
But I'm inviting Bernie.
She steps back in.
Fine. Then I'm inviting Joan.
Fine.
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 She ducks out of the room. Glaring, Danny tightens his lips, then mouths, fine.
I heard that.
Now on a swanky rooftop.
Hey, man, thanks for showing up.
Anytime. So, dude, what are you, like, auditioning for her co-workers right now?
Well, I'm supporting.
Financially? Is that what you're talking about?
Actually, no, I mean, you know, she might make more money than me.
She might make more money than you? The hell are you talking? You know damn well she'll make more money than you. Stop it, Danny. You know what you are in this picture? Okay, let's say her life is like a bike, right? Dude, you wouldn't be the tire. You wouldn't be the handlebars. You wouldn't even be the damn seat, Danny. You know what you would be? You would be the little bell on the front of the bike. You know the bell that people ring to let people know they're coming? Ring, ring, ring. Here I come. Look how perfect my life is. Ring, ring, ring. That's what you would be. A fucking bell.
A woman passes.
Oh, my God. Hello? Sweetie, I'm tough. Okay.
She keeps walking.
Lesbian.
I don't think so.
Can't stand coming to stuff like this, dude. Everybody walking around with their nose all up in the air. A bunch of rich people with attitudes. You understand that if these are the type of people that Debbie are hanging around with, that means these are the type of people that you have to hang around with in order to continue to be that little bell on her bike, man. Ring, ring. Food for thought. Hey, is that Joan right there?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna leave you to it.
Ring, ring.
Danny pats his friend and steps away. Bernie approaches Joan, who avoids eye contact.
Look good, Joan. How good I do mean tremendous. Listen, I was thinking.
You were thinking? That you shouldn't do that. You'll hurt yourself.
That's what I miss. So damn feisty, Joan.
Why don't you go bother some other girl?
Maybe I don't want to bother some other girl. Maybe I want some feist.
Here you go.
Bernie hands a tall man his empty glass.
A rum and coke. Light ice, though. I don't like a lot of ice.
Bernie, this is,
She eyes the handsome man.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Your name is escaping me because I'm distracted by how straight and white your teeth are.
Derek, like Jeter.
Right.
Yeah.
Derek. And this is Bernie, like Madoff. He has gingivitis as a result of not flossing enough.
Hey, what's up, man?
The hell am I supposed to do with that?
Normal people shaking.
I'm not normal.
Bernie's gonna go to a shitty dive bar now and pick up some chick with low self-esteem.
Nah. I'm gonna go home. The only chick with low self-esteem that I wanted tonight is you.
Joan blinks, her expression softening. Bernie leaves. A well-dressed man stands in a group with Danny and Debbie.
Look, I'm telling you, you want to clear $400,000 at the end of the year without lifting a finger, you invest
passive income. That's how you're gonna pay your taxes. Danny, what do you do?
Honey.
Danny turns to Debbie.
He wants to know what you do.
Restaurant supply.
Interesting. In what aspect?
I work. Active income. It's kind of a cause and effect thing. You actually work, someone actually pays you for the work. It's an experimental thing a few companies are trying.
Danny's a salesman.
I can see. I mean, he's really selling me on something. So how did you and Debbie meet?
You're cousins.
Danny.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make conversation.
Look here, Chief. Don't let me stop you.
Danny goes.
Excuse me for a second.
With an amused smile, the handsome man raises his glass. Debbie finds Danny in an elevator.
What the hell was that?
That was Steven wiping his dick with money that could save people's businesses. That's what that was.
Why are you so angry?
Who said I'm angry?
What do you call this, calm? My boss is not why you're mad, Danny. You're scared about something.
I'm not scared.
Talk to me.
She eyes him warily. He leans against the wall and stares at the floor.
I hate my job.
Debbie gives a slow, somber nod.
It means I have to do things that I know aren't right, and I hate it.
Quit.
Can't.
Why not?
Because I have you now. I can't do that. I appreciate you want me to follow my dream, baby, but it's just unrealistic.
Baby, if you're holding on to this job because of me, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
You say that, but you don't mean it.
How do you know what I mean?
I know it because you're a well-put-together person. And you want me to be a part of all that.
No,
the shit isn't pretty, all right? You will run when I cannot be what you want.
I'm not Allison!
Danny wears a stunned look. Debbie leans back against the wall. He regards her across the narrow space. Stepping over to her, Danny places one hand on her waist and gently strokes her face with the other. He kisses her forehead and the image fades to black. At work, Danny enters Keller's office.
Hey, buddy. Want to sit down?
They both sit.
You know, I'm not really good at communicating, except with my Japanese love doll. There goes my sense of humor again.
Right, right. What's up, Keller?
So, since, 2 weeks after our meeting with corporate, a delivery went out to Casey's. It's probably a computer glitch, something.
Nope. No, I actually authorized that delivery.
Right. Okay. Well, since you violated and misappropriated company materials, I'm gonna have to, because you leave me no recourse, Danny.
Keller follows Danny to his desk.
Danny?
I tell you what, I'll make it easier on you.
Come on, Danny. Danny, come on, don't be mad, man. What are you doing? Are you mad at me? Where are you going, man?
I'm walking out. That's what people do when they quit.
You can't quit.
Oh, yeah? Watch me. Hey, can you hold that for a second? Yeah.
Bernie takes Danny's bag as he kicks his chair and upends his desk.
Oh, shit.
Bernie gives him the bag.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You can't quit because you're fired.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Bernie claps. As Keller glares, Bernie pretends to wipe his hands.
You're still in for the company picnic, right?
Sure I am.
Keller storms out. At home, Debbie checks a pregnancy test.
There you are. Baby, you were right. Screw that place. I quit.
Good for you.
What's going on?
Danny sees the box for the test.
I thought we were being careful.
We are. I just switched birth control.
Wait, we haven't even had sex in forever.
We had sex 3 days ago.
I used to have sex every day.
It takes two people to have sex, Danny.
What is that supposed to mean, Debbie?
Nothing. I'm not pregnant.
He sits on the edge of the bed.
Thank God.
Wow.
Wait. Are you disappointed? Look, Debbie, I just quit my job.
I'm relieved. I'm relieved.
Yeah?
He rises.
Good.
As he gives her a hug, both of their smiles fade, and Debbie stares distantly. Danny kisses her shoulder, then steps back.
Now we got two reasons to celebrate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You want a beer?
Love one.
On a sidewalk, Danny Bernie's carries grocery bags.
Use for stuffing. Oh, is Bernie coming tomorrow? Because I should warn Jim.
I'll ask. I'm going to see him tonight.
You going out tonight?
Yeah, it's Trent's birthday. We always go out.
Oh.
I didn't tell you that?
No, it's fine.
It's a tradition, you know? I mean, we do it every year. We can still see our friends outside of each other, right?
Of course.
Danny eyes her.
Are we arguing?
No, we're talking.
You don't want me to go out?
No, do what you do.
You don't want me to go out on, like, the night before Thanksgiving?
No, baby, I'm just confused, okay? You said that we were gonna make Thanksgiving dinner together. It's
my favorite holiday.
This is not a problem at all. Tomorrow morning, we will wake up. We will whip up something special. I'll make sweet potato pie. Okay? It's still going to be your favorite holiday. We're going to do it together. Okay?
Thank you.
Are we making up?
You weren't fighting.
Can we make up anyway?
Lay it on me.
He nuzzles her.
Look. Oh, look at all the doggies. Can I hold it? Of course. They need good homes.
A volunteer hands Debbie a puppy.
Oh, baby, isn't he cute?
Yeah, he's adorable. Look at you. Look at Chewbacca.
This is our dog. You want to meet our dog?
Our dog.
Wouldn't it be great? Walks in the park, snuggles.
Baby, you know, they chew stuff up, they poop on floors. You just gonna let them kiss you in the mouth, huh? Mm-hmm. Just, wow. It's a lot of responsibility, baby.
Debbie gives back the dog.
Thank you.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
Come on, just tell me.
I just feel ready, but you don't, so we aren't.
It's cute.
It's cool.
She continues down the sidewalk.
Now we are arguing.
At Casey's, Danny and Bernie drink with two friends.
Hey, should we get a dog? You talking about collectively as a group?
I'm allergic.
I like Rottweilers.
I'm not getting a fucking dog with y'all, because you wouldn't take care of a Trent, because you're responsible.
What do you mean I'm not going to take care
you
of it? I love
dogs. Or clean the dog shit, and I'll be stuck cleaning the shit. And I'm not cleaning the dog shit.
Debbie, the woman I live with, mm-hmm. is interested in procuring an animal for us to domesticate.
Mm-hmm. Yo, isn't she too busy domesticating you?
Is it that bad?
Yes, it's that bad. Do your balls in your goddamn vagina right now.
Dogs are practice babies. Don't do it.
I have an idea. How about you get out of there?
Get out of there. I live there. It's my place. Wait, I got it. Fake your own death. Drop the Jew bomb.
I'm not Jewish.
Details. Everything with you is about details. Danny, just lie.
Casey, put it on my tab, huh? Good night.
Hey, real quick, before you go, sir. Trent, that's your future.
Probably.
Hey, good night.
Hey. Be safe, man.
Danny, watch the bar for a sec. I gotta put this highly functioning citizen into a cab.
Yep.
Casey!
Hold up, boss.
You see me right here, you can't choose me? Like putting Danny back there is like putting a fox in a hen house.
Fuck you assholes, one.
Get some 1800.
Two beers.
I like that little towel on his shoulders. It's like a mannequin.
I learned the tricks of the trade from the legendary drunks Hemingway, Bukowski, your dad.
My dad, man.
Any job that lets me drink you guys under the table is fine with me.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Isaac?
A challenge?
Possibly.
Well, you know what? I might just meet you halfway, my friend.
Yeah, tomorrow's a holiday. I don't have shit to do.
Where do we hang these guys?
Hey, I got you.
Bernie drops their coats.
Stop asking dumb questions, man. Let's do this.
Now, the four guys take shots, then quickly do another. They lift their glasses a third time. In a game, they jab darts between their splayed fingers. Danny hits Bernie's hand. The guys down more shots. Now, Bernie pokes the guys with a dart held in his fist. Bernie chugs from a liquor bottle. Setting it down, he raises his arms triumphantly, then falls. As Trent grabs him, Danny pumps his fist. In Danny's sunlit kitchen, Debbie dices vegetables on a chopping board. Danny emerges from the bedroom in his sleepwear and totters toward her.
What time is it?
Almost noon.
Oh, shit, Deb. Listen, I'm really sorry. I didn't...
Can you get the turkey out of the oven? I think it's done.
What can I do to help?
You can take the turkey out of the oven. I think it's done.
She points her knife at him.
Okay.
He slowly gets up from a stool.
And you can be unequivocally supportive of everything I do for the next 24 hours.
Unsmiling, she kisses his cheek and slaps a dish towel onto the table. Danny watches her stride toward the bedroom, then gives a wide-eyed stare.
Oh, boy.
Later, Bernie and a taller, glamorous young woman enter the apartment. Joan and the other women stare.
Bernie! Hey! Give me some happy holidays, woman. Look at her ass. Hey, this is my new love, Tracy. I got you.
That bitch looks like Tracy Morgan.
Tracy wears the same coral halter dress as Joan.
I got you.
Shoot, my fucking
ass. Oh, let me get that. Gobble, gobble.
Enchanté.
Did she just say enchanté?
Danny kisses Tracy's hand.
Come here, baby. Let me introduce you to everybody else.
Debbie mouths angrily as Danny shrugs.
Tracy, meet the guys.
Nice to meet you.
Enchanté.
She's not French. I can't take it.
Debbie pulls Joan back to the kitchen while Tracy sits with the guys in the living room. Later, the group watches football on TV. In the kitchen, Joan smokes a joint as Debbie whisks.
Enchanté. This bitch is on my last nerve, Debbie, I swear.
Here, no, take this. I'll just get paranoid.
Right now, paranoid would be relaxed for you. Here.
Debbie takes a puff.
I think her butt is fake. It looks like a pad.
Do I seem different?
You just had one hit.
No, I mean, in general.
Well, it is a little weird that everyone's having a great time. Especially Bernie. You're acting like a rodent on crack.
Danny said he'd help, but he got drunk last night, so I had to do this entire goddamn spread.
I'm definitely prettier than her, right?
And I'm overworking myself and not expressing my feelings and officially becoming my mom.
If this bitch was any dumber, you'd have to water her.
Oh, God, it's worse than that. I've become the person who says things like officially becoming my
mom. Okay, now you're officially high. Give me that back. I gotta go handle some shit.
Joan walks off. At night, the guests relax in the living room. Trent leaves a beer bottle on the dining table and passes Debbie, who works alone in the kitchen. She puts a coaster under the bottle.
Danny, can you make sure people use the coasters?
Would you like me to enforce this policy with an iron fist?
Whatever you think is fine.
She holds her head.
Wait a minute, baby.
Hmm?
Are you stoned?
No. Yes, a little. My forehead weighs so much right now.
You know what? I gotta liven this party up. Come here, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this time to make a toast to Danny and Debbie. I mean, without them, we'd be celebrating this holiday with binge drinking and weird sex. Keep on drinking, people. You can still get lucky.
Some of us have standards.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Joan?
Some of us have standards.
You know, it's funny, some of us are living proof that if you get drunk enough, those standards are dropped significantly.
Obviously, I fucked you.
You fucked what? You called it fucking? I didn't call it fucking.
Don't you dare treat me like some random chick. No, you control it. You control it. You control it. You control it. Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, I'm...
Exactly. No one cares. Because you are making a brief cameo in a very tragic porno.
Joan?
You and I, we meant something. You felt something, Bernie. You cried during sex with me.
Bernie points at Joan, then turns to the guests who look on awkwardly.
Challenge any man in this room not to cry when they have sex with you, Joan. Stop it, okay? I don't have time for this shit. Happy Thanksgiving. Sorry, baby.
Tracy shrugs.
Bring it over here.
Joan heads toward the door.
Debbie, Danny, this is what you have to look forward to.
No, I'm leaving.
Danny blocks Bernie.
You have a date with Bernie. Leave me alone.
Tracy, what are you
doing?
Joan,
don't go.
Can't you see I'm trying to storm out in dramatic fashion? Will you come on? Get your coat. Joan, I'm leaving. You ain't gonna leave before I fucking leave.
No.
Bernie and Joan struggle for the door.
Get off the door. Get off the door, Joan. Not your door. I'll open my own door. You don't even know how to open the fucking door.
No, I don't want you going. You get away.
Fuck you, Joan.
Fuck you, Bernie.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you back.
Fine. Go. Go.
Tracy, will you shut up?
You shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, this is a great time, man. Thanks. All right? Save me a plate.
As the three of them leave, Danny faces his shocked guests. Debbie calmly carries the turkey to an open window and hurls it outside.
Holy shit.
That's not good.
Frosting anyone?
In the morning, Debbie lies on the couch.
Hey, what happened? I had this horrible nightmare that we had friends over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was a nightmare, but you weren't dreaming.
Where are you going?
I gotta run out.
As he goes, Debbie puts aside the takeout coffee he gave her. The puppy from the sidewalk jumps up.
Oh my God, hi, puppy.
Danny comes back.
Danny, you got him.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, hug mommy, hug me, baby.
He needs a good home, and we have that now.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Hi. Oh, he's just like a little baby.
Yeah.
Now the dog lies on a sidewalk.
Why don't you just pick the damn dog up, Danny?
I can't, all right? He's got to learn how to walk.
Just tell him to sit so you can at least look better. He looks stupid right now.
Debbie picks up the dog from peeing on the floor. In an office, Danny shakes hands with an interviewer. He leaves, loosening his tie. Arriving home, Danny finds the puppy in a pile of shredded paper. Now he walks him in a plaza. In another office building, a man shakes his hand. As the man goes, Danny shifts his downcast gaze. In Danny's kitchen, the dog eats off a plate on the island while Danny sips a beer. Outside, Casey meets the puppy.
Oh my God, what a surprise! Hello, beautiful!
Come here!
He picks him up.
Oh, he's horrible. What's his name?
His name's Pacino. Pacino, this is Casey.
Hey, you talking to me?
You talking to me?
That's De Niro.
I'm De Niro talking to Pacino.
Come on. All
right. Yeah, Casey, listen, I could use a favor. Name it.
Arriving home, Danny grabs a beer from the fridge. He uncaps the bottle with an exhausted gaze.
Hey, how was your first night bartending?
It's fine. I thought you'd be sleeping.
Yeah, my flight's at 7. Figured I'd stay up, sleep on the plane. Mm. Wanted to see you.
She kisses his cheek.
Yeah. I'm only going to Chicago for 2 days. I think we can go 2 days without seeing each other.
Yeah, but it's your first night.
You know what, Debbie? It's just an in-between thing until I find a better job, okay? You don't need to make a big deal out of it.
As he apathetically sits on the couch, Debbie heads to the bedroom.
Okay.
What are we fighting about now?
I don't know. You tell me. You're picking one. No! Ugh, bad dog! Damn it! My best shoe.
Why are you packing those anyway? Were you trying to look nice for Steven?
You don't need to throw that in my face just to make yourself feel better.
All I wanted to do was come home, watch Sports Center, drink a beer, and go to fuck to sleep.
Debbie marches out of the room.
So what, are you storming out now?
I'm going to Jones. I'll see you when I get back.
Why do you get to be the one to walk out?
Because this is your apartment, moron.
He watches Debbie storm out. Danny sits on the couch with a sullen gaze. Hopping up, Pacino scurries over. Danny lifts the furry little dog onto his lap.
Did Mommy just call me a moron?
I don't know what to do. Should I call him? I don't want to leave angry, but I am angry. And if I pretend like I'm not just so we get better, this entire thing is going to start all over again. Am I boring you?
It is 5:30 in the morning. Only Starbucks employees and babies are up at this hour. I am exhausted, and yes, you are boring the shit out of me.
I just really want this to work, and I feel like he's giving up, which only makes me work harder, and then I become the bitch. Who's texting you this hour?
No, you don't know.
What should I do about Danny?
Why do you want my advice all of a sudden? You moved in with him despite all of my excellent advice not to. You have my permission to move out if that's what you want.
Debbie furrows her brow.
Somebody here?
It's my new roommate.
Is it a guy?
Basically. After you abandoned me, I had to replace you.
A burly woman enters Joan's kitchen.
What's up?
Wearing underwear and a t-shirt, the woman grabs a carton from the fridge and leaves.
That bitch just took my last soy milk. I hope she remembered to lift the toilet seat. Please come back, Deb. Please.
Now in a boardroom.
So, whether you're in L.A. or here in Chicago, with near-field communication, you can take the music from your phone.
Debbie touches a phone to a man's headphones.
A little tap right here. From your phone to your speaker.
She taps a speaker. Working at Casey's, Danny stands with his back to the bar.
Three olives on the rocks.
He turns around.
Hi.
Alice.
I just got back from Paris. I was hoping I'd run into you. Just behind the bar. What happened? I mean, I hope this has nothing to do with me.
You are the cause of all things.
I know. We can be friends, though, can't we? I could really use a friend right now and a drink.
Put your money away.
You look great. So, how have you been?
Living the dream.
Well, I can tell by your cold and distant demeanor. You must be seeing someone.
Yeah, yeah. Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. That's cute. It's so high school. Are you guys going steady?
I got other customers, Alice.
Casey watches Danny step away from Allison.
I'll be ready.
In a hotel hallway.
Thanks for the drink.
Steven follows Debbie to her suite.
Is your suite on this floor?
No.
He leans in.
He won't know.
But I would.
You're acting like you have a ring on your finger.
I don't need a ring on my finger. Look at me. Don't I look different? I'm crazy about this guy. I live with him. We have a life together.
Does he love you?
Debbie slowly turns from the handsome businessman.
If he doesn't, he's an idiot.
Steven saunters down the hall.
Hey.
He turns around with a confident smile.
You talking to me?
I forgot what a nice guy you can be.
Yeah. I hate that about me.
Good night.
Allison lies passed out on Casey's bar.
I don't know where she lives now. She won't tell me. I mean, should I put her in a cab?
You can't put her in a cab like that.
Right. Okay, so what should I do? Put her on a train.
Danny eyes Casey.
Kidding. We can't leave her here like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now in Danny's apartment.
Yeah, I got you.
Hello, when you take such good care of me.
That's what I do.
She reminds me of the old times, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor, just sit right here.
Yes, yeah. I will sit. That's how you want me?
Sorry.
Yeah, you want in the chair?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to sit?
Oh, okay.
She puts her legs on his shoulders.
Okay, all right, yeah. I'm gonna go away right quick, okay?
Okay.
That's great. You just hold on to that.
All
right. Be right back.
She seductively kicks her legs as he moves to the fridge.
Ah! Oh, you a puppy? Hi, puppy. You're so cute.
Pacino. Sorry about that. Here's some water.
Let me
drink that. LA tap.
Danny picks up Pacino.
Pacino, come here. I'll be right back.
Right here.
Allison sets her water on the dining room table. Straightening her tight, low-cut dress, she lies down on the couch.
It's all right, kid. I'll get her out of here. I'm gonna call her a cab, right? Then I'm gonna jerk off like I do when Mommy's not here. And sometimes when Mommy is here.
Danny takes off his coat and leaves the bedroom. Pacino stares after him. Danny halts as he enters the living room.
Hi.
Hi.
You moved.
Yeah, I just wanted to get more comfortable.
Right, okay.
It's a nice couch. This Daisy girl really has changed you, Danny.
It's Debbie. She hasn't changed me. She makes me want to change myself, all right? She pushes me. It's good.
You like to
be different with her, Allison.
Allison kisses his neck.
Oh, my God, no, this is not real.
He pushes her off, then grabs the glass and wipes the table.
You know what? You should go. That would just be better.
Someone wants to play hard again.
You're crawling. Okay.
Come on, Dan. Give me a chance to do right by you.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Are you sure about that?
She rubs his chest.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, somebody else is telling me something very different.
Yeah, don't listen to him, because he gets me in trouble every time. Here is your coat and purse. Here's cab fare.
You're gonna regret this when you've got two kids and you're living in the suburbs, but I wish you well.
Allison kisses his lips, then heads for the door.
Call me when you're feeling horny.
At Bernie's, Danny plays a game.
What upsets me most is not that I had Allison over, or that she wanted my junk like never before. I mean, it was crazy, dude. But, you know, I have now become that guy who cares about the damn coaster. Mm-hmm. On top of that, I'm going to have to hear Debbie's mouth about it.
Tell you something. I'd rather lick Pacino's ass before I heard a woman's mouth over some damn coast.
Bernie wears headphones.
You might want to pet him first, homeboy.
Boom! Uh-huh. Suck on that stink bud, NYC. Right between your eyes, bitch. What? What'd you say? Now, that's real funny. You know what else is funny? The fact that you haven't seen a live, actual vagina. Yeah, I have. Sucks to be 13, doesn't it? Whatever. Scoreboard, bitch.
Hey. What am I supposed to
what
do?
What you gonna do is play your side.
All right, I got it. Stop yelling at me.
Well, get in the bunker,
all
then.
Right, I'm in. Just relax.
What you gonna do? Shouldn't love handle all this? You need love in your practice, baby. Dude, seriously? You're like a gay couple. Stay together just for the damn dog. Pause it. Seriously, my phone. Pause it.
Bernie sets down the controller and grabs his phone.
Who are you texting?
So nasty. Nobody. I gotta send something.
All right, let me see, man. What'd she send you? Come on, man. Let me just live vicariously, man. Come on. I know you got photos in there,
no.
Right? She sent you pictures, didn't she?
Dude, it's none of your business.
On, let me see.
If I did, I just can't
come
let
on,
you
she got nice titties.
Yo, stop being weird.
She got
seriously.
Nice titties. I knew it, man. Let me see the. Let me see.
Danny, you're freaking me out.
Bernie, let me see.
I'm not. It's my phone. Stop. I'm not letting you.
Danny rips the phone from his hands.
Get off the phone, man. First picture's my dick.
Where?
Right there, man.
Danny squints.
Give me my phone.
Now, an airplane lands at an airport. At Danny's apartment, the dining room table bears a water stain. Debbie eyes Danny with her arms crossed.
Did you sleep with her?
No.
I'd rather you just tell me.
I said no.
Did you want to sleep
with
her?
If I wanted to, I could have.
Debbie releases a deep sigh as Danny walks away. Now, a pencil-drawn sketch of a busy city street comes to life. Blue neon words appear about winter. Christmas lights dazzle a live shopping complex. Reading at home, Debbie rolls her eyes at her phone.
He rang through the voicemail.
I miss you. Come out. Call me.
With a somber gaze, Debbie watches Danny and Pacino lying asleep in identical positions. In the morning, she leaves the bathroom sink as Danny walks up. Later, Debbie works at the dining room table. Holding Pacino, Danny glances over from the couch. At night, Stephen drops a stack of paperwork on Debbie's desk. At home, Debbie and Danny quietly decorate a Christmas tree.
darling, I need you.
Later, Danny glances at his phone, then tosses it aside.
Just to keep.
Are you serious right now, Danny? That was such an obvious ignore button move. Dude, where are you? Like, you're officially MIA right now.
Come be a friend.
Holiday.
Shit-faced bitch boy. Bye.
Fuck him. Merry Christmas, bitches.
At Danny's apartment.
To you and me. To us. To a new year. Together.
Staring ahead, Debbie and Danny sip from champagne flutes. They eat their beautifully prepared meal. Danny pulls out his phone.
Yeah.
You still grounded? Tell the ball and chain to lighten up. Get your ass over here.
Funny guy.
It's New Year's, yeah. Bitch.
Talk to you later.
Bernie.
What's left of him, man?
Everyone at the Broadway?
Sounded like it.
Debbie nods. Raising her brow, she faces Danny.
Let's go.
Go where?
To the Broadway. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, we should have some fun. I need some fun.
I want Pacino.
He hops up from the table.
Wait, what?
At the Broadway bar.
Hey! Danny!
Bernie waves at them.
Over here!
Bernie!
Over here! I got stretch for you over here! Come on this side!
Bernie falls off his stool.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Danny strips off his jacket to a white t-shirt, then downs a shot.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey.
Danny downs several more shots.
Slow down, man. Hey, what are you doing?
Favorite holiday, baby.
No. I only paid for one.
He takes another.
Danny, okay.
Happy New Year!
Danny takes another shot as the patrons cheer with him.
Hey, okay, slow down.
Danny, I'm going to the bathroom.
What?
I'll be right back.
I love you too.
Danny turns from her.
Would you just get out of jail or something, man?
Basically, yeah.
Debbie glances back.
Slow down, okay?
No, Danny, for real, slow down.
Hey, Danny, look at me. That's like four in a row, man.
Come on, one more round. Let's go.
You didn't drive?
No.
You ain't gonna go and get all crazy in here. Take this.
There you go,
right there.
What is that?
It's a hangover pack.
Awesome.
Okay.
Happy New Year!
In the ladies' room, Debbie stares down as Joan enters.
Debbie! Oh my God! You can't believe you're here!
Joan hugs her, then primps in the mirror. Debbie looks down.
I can't do this.
No, listen. We'll go. We're gonna find Danny.
Danny just wants to be with his boys. I don't even know why I'm here. This isn't fun anymore.
So, we'll make it fun, Deb.
I'm done, okay? I'm calling a cab.
Debbie returns to the bar.
This is gonna be my year.
Right. Yeah.
Stop. I don't like that. Stop.
Danny, I'm going home.
Wow. Joan, you were right. Your friend is boring.
Hey, don't call my friend boring, dick breath.
Whoa, Joan.
Damn it, Joan.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
Shouldn't you be arguing with Bernie anyway? I mean, that's what you guys do best.
Don't disrespect me.
What?
I'm not doing.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Well, bring him right here for no reason. My bad. Deb, listen. We just got here. It's a party. It's a celebration. It's New Year's Eve.
Are you coming or what?
I really don't want to spend tonight, of all nights, doing what we're going to be doing all next year. Fighting.
Debbie looks away from him.
That's my cue.
She shifts a pained gaze, then marches off.
No, Debbie, no!
Danny sets down his drink.
Fuck. Fucking wonderful, asshole.
You fuck that up. I'll be first to tell you that.
Danny starts away.
I'll see you later.
Yeah. What was that?
They're getting good at that arguing shit, ain't they?
Yes, I mean, that was some legendary Olympic 100-meter hurdle shit.
Hey, we gotta step our game up.
Absolutely.
We don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
here we go.
8, 7!
Jeb!
Danny runs into the street as a cab pulls away. Danny gestures toward the bar, then stares after the cab with a disappointed gaze.
Happy New Year.
Listen to me. I can't stand your goddamn guts, girl. It's the New Year's. Give me a wet kiss. Let me get one. Come on.
Joan leans in, then tosses her drink in Bernie's face.
What did you do?
Was it wet enough?
It's just like your damn nasty tongue. You jerk.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, asshole.
At the apartment, Danny enters the bedroom as Debbie packs a suitcase. She keeps her irritated gaze averted.
I'll be back tomorrow for the rest of my stuff. Please don't be here.
Danny slouches.
Honestly?
She continues packing.
For a stupid New Year's Eve party, Deb, come on.
No, and you know it. So why don't you just say it?
Stepping away, Danny slumps against the bathtub. Debbie eyes him with a sad, knowing stare. He shakes his head.
I'm not happy.
Yeah. That's been completely obvious since Allison.
Stop acting like I cheated on you. I never cheated on you.
I didn't realize it was such a sacrifice for you.
Standing, Debbie extends her suitcase handle.
You think you're the only one who turned down sex from their ex?
Danny shakes his head as she starts away.
So you're not happy either.
Debbie stops.
Why should we still try and do this?
Because I love you. And just because shit is fucked up right now doesn't mean you stop trying.
Shifting her pained gaze, Debbie turns away.
Deb.
Did you ever love me? Or was it just some really long one-night stand?
Danny stares up at her with his brow tensed in a conflicted gaze. He shrugs.
I don't know.
Debbie rolls her eyes. His eyes lower as she hurries off.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now.
At her apartment, Joan feeds her friend from a spoon in a jar. Debbie eyes it, then sadly hands it back and lies her head in Joan's lap. Joan stares off as she rubs Debbie's arm comfortingly.
Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name.
Joan sneaks a bite of the treat. At Danny's place, Joan looks around as a mover carries a box.
Let me see. Is there anything else she wanted me to pick up? Dining room table. Sorry excuse for a man. Nope. She specifically said she didn't want that shit anymore. Oh, and by the way, I know this sucks for you. I feel really bad.
I bet you've been waiting a long time to say that.
Way too long.
I should have bought you flowers.
In Joan's apartment, Debbie eats a donut.
I am so happy to have my old roommate back. Hey, don't floss after you eat all that.
Now or never.
At Casey's, Danny tends to five beautiful women, then apathetically approaches Bernie.
You want another one?
What did you just say?
You want another beer?
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm asking if you want a drink.
Why are you down here checking on me? What? Why'd you leave them?
I'm working. They're good. You want to
do? Do you see what's down there?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Let me see you look down there. We looking in the same damn direction?
Yeah.
Tell me what. What are we looking at?
I'm
five pieces of pussy. That's what we're looking at. And you came down to check on me.
What the fuck do you want me to do? They're my customers. I'm at work.
You're Debbie whipped.
I'm not comfortable.
Dude, it's just like being pussy whipped, except you're dealing with one specific piece of pussy.
What do I want you?
I want you to fuck these bitches, Danny. Damn it, man. Dude, if you don't go down here and talk to these fucking women, Danny, I swear to God, we're no longer friends. We are no longer friends. If you talk to him, or you give me a face.
I should have bought you flowers.
Debbie unfriends Danny on a social network. Now at Casey's bar.
The only reason why I was promoted was because of this man right here. He threw his job away on a dream and a prayer. To Danny for dropping out so idiots like me can get ahead.
Danny joins in the toast. At a restaurant, Debbie calls for the check as her date talks. In a park, Pacino jumps onto a pretty woman.
Oh, sorry about that.
What a cute dog.
Thanks.
He must take it after his daddy.
In his apartment, the woman from the park straddles Danny. He kisses her, then pushes her off.
I can't.
What?
I'm thinking of someone else. You really...
Shh. Nice. Have a good evening.
Now, running on treadmills.
The thing is, you can't be so picky. I mean, no one's gonna be Danny. But you had Danny, and now you don't want him.
You had it good. Even if it went bad. You can't go back to faking it.
Honey, I get it.
Are you seeing someone?
No. Why?
I don't know. I mean, it just looked like you're getting some relationship weight.
Joan spits out her food and starts sprinting. In Bernie's new office, he and Danny have lunch.
So you didn't close? You leave a classy chick like that hanging?
Man, classy? I picked her up at a dog park, man.
I'm sorry, Danny. Hey, real quick, did I miss the wealth of black tie events that you've been attending? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Look at me. You gotta move on, man. That's crazy.
No. You know what? Speaking of which,
Should I go before Keller gets back?
No, stop it. You're fine.
Yes, you're fine. Hey, you know I could probably get you your job back here. Now that I've got major string pull in the building.
I'm good.
I can tell you good. Passing up perfectly good dog park pussy.
Hey, you know what? There is something you can do for me. If you're willing to pull those, you know, strings.
Bernie wiggles his fingers.
What is that?
Puppets. Strings. Puppet master. That's puppets. Controlling it. Mm.
You need some ice, don't you?
Amanda, you be a doll, please, and bring a cup of ice in here and some napkins. Thank you.
Move it up in the chain.
Danny sits with Casey in his empty bar.
You got something to say? Say it.
All right. You ever thought about doing a little something extra with this place?
Like what? You said karaoke night, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay. Like, turn the courtyard into a beer garden. Maybe get some patio dining going. Expand the menu just a smidge.
Of course I thought about it. You know what it costs to do something like that?
I have some savings. I can get Bernie to help out on the supply side, but why not take out a second mortgage on this place, put some real money in here?
Now, you're talking like you're gonna stick around for a while.
And if I did?
I'd call the bank today.
Call the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Now at Bernie's door.
Bernie! Come on, man, we gotta get this stuff to the bar, baby. Can't steal shit without the puppet master.
Danny's smile fades as he listens.
Bernie?
Shit. Wearing a chicken mask, a naked woman straddles Bernie in bed.
Why you stopping? Oh, Danny boy. Fuck a baby. Yo, is it 3 o'clock already? Hey, man, close the door.
Oh, yeah, right, my bad.
On the other side, you asshole.
Let me finish this off.
No, we're not finishing anything.
What do you mean we ain't gonna finish?
Joan pulls off the mask.
There it is. Erection's
gone.
Why
didn't you lock the door? You saw with the chicken mask. I want people to come up in here while I'm wearing a chicken mask and you're clucking and fucking.
Baby, calm down.
You told me you wanted to fuck a chicken.
Joan?
Danny covers his mouth.
And they close the damn door!
At Casey's.
Are you gonna stop?
Danny smiles.
Are you gonna let me explain myself? I'm serious, can you stop? Look, I didn't say anything to you because this little situation works for us, man. Dude, you have no idea how sexy this shit is. We treat each other like shit in public. Then out of nowhere, we turn around and we fucking like porn stars. I mean, there's so much built up tension and energy, man. Why do we have to do what everybody else does? I mean, I feel like we can have a relationship without all that bullshit, man. We didn't get it right the first time, so what? Fuck it. Honestly, fuck it. Who says that we even gotta get it right at all? I mean, if you take away all the conventions, being in an honest relationship is the most freeing feeling in the world, man. I can be me by just being me. She can be her by just being her. And when I'm with her, oh my God, there's no place else I'd rather be. When I'm not with her, that's the only place that I want to be.
Danny eyes Bernie with arched eyebrows.
You get it? Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there, right? It's mind-blowing.
He gives Bernie a somber look.
When I talk to you, get all sensitive and shit. Hey, let me get 2 strand of hands. Neat, please. I'm fine. I don't need no tat. I'm good.
Yeah. Bernie chugs his drink. Danny's mouth hangs open.
I'm Bernie, baby. You know me.
Bernie glances around uncomfortably.
Love you.
Danny goes for a high five. Bernie repeatedly reaches for his friend's hand but pulls away. He leans forward to give Danny an awkward one-armed hug. They lock eyes as Bernie thumps his buddy's chest with an elbow. They do a fist bump. Now, Danny sits at the bar as Casey watches TV.
HDMI, right? Hey, here we go. Yeah. Oh, great play.
Ah, not the same as being there.
No, it's not the same.
With a furrowed brow, Danny stares down. He shakes his head.
Nothing is.
His lips part, then he takes a deep breath. Rising, Danny leaves the room as Casey gives a concerned look. In the bathroom, Danny checks each of the stalls, then steps back from them. He makes a call on his cell phone.
Super casual. Come on, Danny, relax.
Deborah Sullivan?
Hey, stranger. How's it going?
I really need an assistant.
What's that?
You know what? I kind of can't hear you. I guess
I got bad reception here.
Let's just talk over lunch.
You're not serious.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Look. These last few months have just been miserable.
He holds the door shut from someone entering.
I can't stand going out.
Or being home. Because, you know, that reminds me of you.
I can't
sleep. Gino can't sleep. Everything's just kind of falling apart, Devin. Because I miss you.
I need to see you.
Oh, actually, I want to see you. If you just give me one more
Danny.
Chance, I know
Danny.
I can.
Danny.
I gotta go. Bye.
No.
With eyes wide, Danny's jaw hangs as he emotionally stares off. Debbie's forlorn gaze reaches into the distance. Now, a drawing of an apartment building illustrates itself and comes to life. In neon blue, words read, "About Spring." In the girl's apartment, Joan sets grocery bags on the counter.
Heavy viruses, visual field cuts.
Right, so the heavy viruses on the affected side.
That's correct.
Which she turns off the TV Debbie's watching.
No, what are you doing?
This is your first vacation in 3 years, and you spend it with Hugh Laurie.
He's the only person in the world who understands me. He's really smart.
You know why, Deb? Because Dr. House knows something that Debbie Sullivan has yet to discover. All the answers in the world won't solve your problems. Call him. You know you want to. And also, I'm seeing Bernie again.
I know.
How?
Come on. I'm depressed. I'm not stupid.
Joan leaves, tossing her arms out. So Debbie restarts the TV. At Casey's, Danny screws in a decorative light bulb.
I want a little sugar in my bowl.
Employees help Danny and Casey set up chairs and tables. Outside, the business partners admire their new sign reading Casey's Irish Bar and Grill. They high-five. At Joan's office, she answers the door on a rainy night. Bernie stands outside in a suit holding a rose. Joan opens the front of her lab coat, revealing a dark violet corset. Slack-jawed, Bernie eyes her body, then gives her the rose. Bearing a seductive smile, she beckons him in with a finger. At Casey's, customers fill the main dining area. Beaming, Danny and Casey shake hands. In a candlelit dentist's office, Joan lays Bernie back in a chair. She tosses rose petals on his chest, then dons a pair of latex gloves. Bernie furrows his brow. She removes the gloves and straddles him. His smile fades as she brandishes a dental mirror. She examines his teeth.
I want some sugar in my
bowl. You're a freak.
At the girl's place, they eat with Bernie.
Wow, this looks great. You guys really went all out.
Thank you. It's a very special evening.
Are you pregnant?
What? What? Hell no. Come on, don't you say no shit like that. Come on, Dad.
Joan glares.
I mean, if you want to have a baby, babe, you know, I'm full of what you want to do. So don't ever think that's in question.
So, are you coming to my birthday dinner next week?
Mm. Yeah. Is Danny coming?
He won't be there, Deb.
Invite him. This is his best friend.
Me? Friends? No. I don't have no friends. Deb, you don't even know that about me. I don't believe in friends. Only thing I believe in is Joan and whatever undiscovered mysteries lying between those legs of hers.
My God.
You look so good in this light.
Bernie and Joan share a lustful kiss.
Don't you mess around and get in no trouble on this table.
Stop it.
Don't you get in no
Stop
trouble.
It.
I'll take it.
Anyway, it is my birthday, and what I say goes, right?
Obviously. That's done. You already know I'm on board with that.
So, hold on, I'll get it.
You got it,
baby?
You
gotta start, yep.
Okay. Girl, you look good.
Bernie,
you look real good.
Stop it.
This looks so good.
Bernie tosses Debbie a plastic bag.
Look at me.
What's this?
Get the bag. Listen to me. The food is vile. You hear me? The bitch cannot cook. Whatever you do not swallow the fucking food. What you gonna do is this. You gonna wait till she not looking, spit it in the bag. Get low. Put it in the fucking bag. After you do that, throw that shit in the trash. Do it fast, because the food eat through the bag. She'll smell it. All right? You're not listening. You don't give a shit about what I'm saying. Okay, I got to die for it. Don't mean you have to. You on your own. I try to tell you. Let's go. Put it back up.
Debbie hides the bag.
Telemarketers.
Oh, God.
It's awful. Just ring and ring. Baby, you didn't eat anything.
Well, I'm waiting on you. I'm not going to eat without my baby.
You believe this one? Yeah, take some.
Before we do that, let's do the thing. Before we eat.
What thing?
This is time for our special announcement.
It is.
I would like to take this time to propose a toast. Now, I don't know to what extent you and Joan have talked about the magic
that's been going on in our relationship.
Magic, let him finish. He wants to do this.
Baby, that's not true. Okay, I don't want to do it. I'm doing it because we agreed that I'm better at it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. No. Okay, yes, you were worried about how she was going to take it. I said it's about the presentation.
No, I said that because I'm the one with her, that I see her upset and crying all the time.
No, baby, that's a lie. You the one talking about she going to slit her wrist and all the shit.
Hey, I'm moving out.
Too much.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What? I found a place. I'm moving out, and in a month. Okay.
You're not mad.
No, of course not.
Thank you so much, because if you were mad at me, you know what? I would totally understand, because I gave you so much shit about moving with a guy, and then I turn around and have Bernie move in. Although we were together longer than you and what's his name, even though we weren't technically.
We were together a lot longer.
We were. Okay. It was on. It was magic.
Yes, and we were happier.
This shit was fucked
up. It was fucked up.
And I said, in the beginning, that wasn't going
to last. No. Remember we had over and under?
You know, crash and burn. That's what we called them. Oh, my God. That shit was
Okay. I get it. It's cool. I just didn't think you were one of those girls that drop your friends at the second you get some regular dick.
Oh,
back up. Regular dick. Ain't nothing regular about my dick. My dick is completely like irregular. Okay, let's set that record straight.
You got him started.
I'll give it 2 months.
Hey, before we drink, so like, what are we talking about with you being out?
No rush.
Let's put a number to it.
10?
It's a 10. So you're talking 13.
This month has 30 or 31?
31 days. That's gonna be
crazy. If it's 13, it's okay.
It's fine. Not really.
To you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh man. Butt naked, running around the house.
It's on.
At Casey's, Danny meets a woman walking fully grown Pacino.
Great.
Hey, buddy. Hello.
He's getting really strong and pulls a lot. Maybe you should get him a harness or something.
Will do. Thanks for taking care of
him. Sure, I mean, it's my job. Okay. So I'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
The young beauty leaves. Casey approaches.
Nice dog walker.
Huh. At night, Danny walks Pacino. Near a fountain, he answers a call.
Hey, Danny Martin, professional friend.
Hey! What you gonna do, man? You coming to the Broadway bar?
Yeah, I'm just right around the corner, man. I gotta walk Pacino home.
Well, hurry up! Tell him Sin of a Woman came out on Blu-ray. That always makes him take a shit when I walk.
What is... Oh, Pacino!
Danny chases the dog.
Pacino!
Cars slam on their brakes as Danny runs across the street. He slows to a stop, his mouth gaping.
Hey.
Debbie pets the dog.
Oh, he's so big.
Yeah, he's all grown up now.
I'll say.
I hope to be just like him one day.
He stares open-mouthed.
Are you going to Jones?
Yeah. You know, they told me you weren't coming, so I wouldn't have...
No, it's cool. I'm sure they couldn't resist.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, old habits die hard with them.
You look good.
You too. And Pacino looks handsome and happy.
He's doing all right.
Good boy. Good boy.
She pets the dog, then locks eyes with Danny as she rises.
She's gonna take him for a walk around the park. I'm sure Pacino would want to spend some quality time.
Yeah, sure.
At a restaurant with Bernie, Joan checks her phone.
She's not responding.
I think he's gonna flake on me too.
Wait, do they know we tried to set him up?
Yeah, baby, I mean, they're not stupid. You know, I take that back because Danny's a little slow.
Debbie ain't no rocket scientist.
Danny might be in the top two dumbest people I've ever met in my life.
That bitch barely thinks. You know what I mean? I think she spelled her name with one B.
Dumbass couple.
Stupid as fuck, right? That's why I feel so bad, because who else is going to be with him? I mean, they're dumb.
That's true.
But you got two people that dumb, they got to stay together.
That's true. You know what? I think it takes us down. Hanging around them the way that we were.
I felt muted.
Did you, like, at times
my
you felt like you can't
time,
hold a conversation,
I felt like
right?
I fought for her.
That's crazy. Because I swear I had the same thing. I know one time Danny was talking, and I'm looking at him while I'm talking, and I'm like,
I daydream with Danny.
What are you talking? It's like something else is going on,
that's
right?
That's what I try to do.
Ignorance.
And that is why I feel awful. I mean, you know, they keep avoiding each other,
yeah.
Dodging each other. They were so in love.
I mean, that's how it is sometimes, so you know that.
I know.
Happy birthday.
Oh, there we go. Wait a minute, baby. Is this cake chocolate?
Chocolate cake, chocolate icing, chocolate filling.
Yeah, but I'm allergic to chocolate.
I know.
She scoops frosting on her finger and licks it off.
Fucking love you.
She cocks her head.
Did you just say I love you?
No, I didn't finish my sentence.
Yes,
but
you
I did.
You...
I said I fucking love
you.
I was about to say something on the back of it.
You are such a girl.
Whatever.
I do love you.
Better love me. You can break my heart if you want to. Love you too.
They kiss. By the fountain, Danny and Debbie lean on a railing.
Listen, I am
sorry for everything. Truly.
Me too. And I'm glad you're doing so well.
Me too. I think we're just gonna stay in tonight, so you should go have a good time with Bernie and Joan. And...
I think I will.
Danny gives Debbie a longing gaze. They both look away.
Do you wanna,
His brow creases.
Go out sometime?
Yeah. Yeah, we should catch up.
She smiles. Danny looks down at Pacino.
We're gonna do once more around the block. You wanna join us?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. This time I
want it all. He caresses her cheek, then holds out his arm. She entwines her elbow in his, and they glance at the dog.
Pacino, let's go.
They climb a staircase, the city skyline gleaming at their backs. The fountain shimmers with a majestic blue light as they head out into the peaceful evening. Now with Joan and Bernie.
Let's make a toast.
What are we toasting to?
To Danny and Debbie.
Okay.
May we never end up like this.
Okay, I'm not trying to do that.
That shit is jacked up.
Mm-mm. I take you out.
Oh, yeah. I cut off your oxygen. That shit happened. I make you suffer.
My oxygen? You gonna cut off my oxygen?
Don't fuck with me, Bernie.
Take your lips off. Feed it to a dog.
I'm gonna take your teeth out one by one.
I cut your nipples off.
I bet I sewed your balls together like one. You gonna have one nut.
You gonna leave me with a punching bag?
One nut, Bernie.
So she playfully jabs her hands like a boxer. This time I want it all. This time I want it all. I'm showing you all Fade to black. Remaining opening titles: Kevin Hart, Michael Ealy, Regina Hall, Joy Bryant, Christopher McDonald, Adam Rodriguez, Joe Lo Trulio, and Paula Patton. Casting by Valerie Masalas and Ron Digman, CSA. Costume designer Ann Foley. Music by Marcus Miller. Editors Tracy Wadmore Smith, ACE. Shelley Westerman. Production designer John Gary Steele. Director of Photography, Michael Barrett. Executive Producers, Glenn S. Gaynor, Alicia Emmerich. Produced by Will Gluck, produced by Will Packer, PGA. Based upon Sexual Perversity in Chicago by David Mamet. Based on the screenplay by Tim Kazurinsky and Denise DeClue. Screenplay by Leslie Headland. Directed by Steve Pink. Credits roll. Cast. Kevin Hart is Bernie. Michael Ealy is Danny. Regina Hall is Joan. Joy Bryant is Debbie. Christopher McDonald as Casey McNeil. Adam Rodriguez as Stephen Thaler. Joe Lo Trulio as Ryan Keller, Paula Patton as Allison, Terrell Owens as himself, Catherine Hsu as Asian Manicurist, David Greenman as Isaac, Brian Callen as Trent, Paul Quinn as Drunk Regular, Haley Boyle as New Roommate, Salida Ebanks as Pretty Lady, Jessica Liu, James McAndrew, Randolph Adams as Ad Executives, Michael Vitaggio as Chef, Crystal Harris as Dog Walker, Jack Betts as Old Man, Kristen Slazeman as Volunteer, Nekad Brooks as Derek, Tracy Graves as Bernie's Trashy Date, Trey Ireland as Boring Date, Steve Tirada as Bartender, Stan Waitman Jr. as Company Manager, Brenda Vivian as Cigarette Girl, Sexual Perversity in Chicago, produced for the New York stage by Jeffrey Wachtel and Lawrence Goosen. Produced by Arrangement with David De Silva, soundtrack on Columbia Records. Music, Get Up, I Feel Like Being Like a Sex Machine, Feel So Good, The Fall, Not Your Boyfriend, A Million, Never Stop, DM Beowulf, Say Hey Willie Mays, That's How Strong My Love Is, Runaway Baby, Ghostbusters, Instrumental Version, Black Magic Woman, Rose Quartz, Diamonds, I Know How to Say, Amado Mio, No Hey Problema, Rubber Band Man, Hey, Soulful Christmas, Blue Holiday, Feel the Love, All the Way, Auld Lang Syne, When I Was Your Man, Don't Stop the Party, Please Come Home, Sugar in My Bowl, What You Won't Do for Love, This Time. Copyright 2014, Screen Gems Incorporated, all rights reserved. Screen Gems Incorporated is the author of this film, Motion Picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. The Major League Baseball-related elements depicted in this motion picture were licensed by Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Sony Pictures Entertainment, SPE, and its wholly owned film divisions did not receive any payment or other consideration for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Sony Pictures Entertainment. Read by Christopher Flowers. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Sony, be moved. Screen Gems, a Sony company.